Social Conservatism for the Common Good, A Protestant Engagement with Robert P. George by Andrew T. Walker. Overview. Andrew Walker does his darndest to convince the reader of the importance of social conservative Robert P. George, who found his biggest influence before the start of the 21st century. Even though George is a Roman Catholic, Walker heralds George's work and argumentation to the Protestants of America, looking for some philosophical grounding to their conservatism. Review. It should be made clear that this review is about the book that covers Robert P. George and not a critique of George and his philosophy per se. Some overlapping is unavoidable, but this is a book review and not necessarily a philosophy review. What Andrew Walker does here is introduce Robert P. George to the audience that probably hasn't heard about or remembers George from the earlier 90s when he was more of at the forefront of conservative thought. The audience Walker's directing his book and what the authors of the individual chapters are writing to is the point to the conservative Christian evangelical. This point is made over and over and to a fault. While it's clear that the authors are passionate about their friend and intellectual leader, there is an overemphasis on the audience. Since George is a Roman Catholic, the authors try to find common ground for the audience to accept the ideas coming from George, who is making them from a non-religious point of view or from a religious view that Catholics and Protestants would likely agree on. This goes from at times not being needed to emphasize to at worst trying to sell a used car to someone just browsing on a lazy Sunday. The evangelical who is reading this philosophy-heavy, for a layperson, book is going to care more about the ideas rather than the ideas coming from a Roman Catholic, or its readers who isn't going to be swayed that they are coming from a Roman Catholic and won't be reading it. This book is an overemphasis evangelical tool to evangelicals on a non-evangelical. I won't go through each chapter, but the range is quality is all over the place depending on the author. There are chapters where the focus is on one of George's books and the philosophy is mixed throughout the discussion of the book and the impact. These should have been separate for clarity purposes. The chapter talking about George's use of natural law was very muddled and definitions of terms weren't highlighted as needed. It reminded me of the issues people had with Clarence Thomas during his confirmation due to his belief and use of natural law philosophy. It's a virtue signal phrase thrown out to alert people that this person is not to be trusted because they're thinking conservative, trying to sneak a limitation of power into the Constitution. It was supposedly a limiting document in and of itself. The chapter of George's work on abortion and providing the anti-abortion movements in the 1990s with some secular ways of bringing the negative aspect of abortion into view was well written. A discussion on the left's attempt to split human being and personhood was fine, but could have used some polishing. The authors, in their affection for George and the anti-abortion movement, however, don't go on to discuss the limited impact of the philosophy until much recently and used better by abortion is murder reformed evangelicals of the abolitionist movement. There are definitely missed opportunities for discussions of worldview and how one would discuss with secular humanists areas that are clearly theistic presuppositions. Human values, worth, and objective truths were once taken for granted in the 1990s and previously are areas of disagreement now. A big letdown is the discussion of George's view of the role of government and conflicts that raised in the push for democracy. There is a chapter that attempts to talk about limiting the giving to Caesar what is Caesar's only, but that one is just as muddled. Having a government that looks to promote that which is good and limiting that which is bad needed more work, and while it could have made good fodder for a counterpoint type book, some discussion on the limit of George's alleged libertarian classical liberal views, which are only espoused until the final chapter. A philosophical book needs to look at these types of contradictions, and since George is human, it would be just fine to talk about how they are conflicts, or further discussion would be needed. It's okay to be critical of your friend, too. If you're looking to read about the classical conservative from the second half of the 20th century, this is probably a good book to pick up. However, the muddled and at times unfocused writing is a hindrance. On top of that, the constant need to pat the hand of evangelicals and let them know that it's okay to agree with a Roman Catholic on thoughts that someone who is a Roman Catholic has provided has the same feeling as listening to Navi the fairy in Ocarina of Time constantly saying, "Hey, hey, listen," over and over.
Hello, hey, listen.
Final grade, C-.